music. Kaya FM 95.9.
I must remember that.
An Afropolitan lifestyle.
You are listening to the Kaya Central Friday Takeover on the home of the Afropolitan. That is Kaya FM 95.9. I'm your host, Moji. In studio with me is Mark Garfisser, an Open Society Fellow, prize-winning author and biographer of ex-president Thabo Mbeki. His new book is called Lost and Found in Johannesburg. Tell us, Mark, the story behind this book and what inspired you to write it.
Moji, thanks for having me here. One of the things that inspired me, even though, of course, it hadn't happened yet, was the Oscar Pistorius trial. Of course, because we have to talk about Oscar. And why do I say that? It's because as a white boy growing up in the northern suburbs, I grew up in a world of boundaries and borders.
Mm.
And it's that kind of world of boundaries and borders, of people locked up in gated communities, of people not running out to help when you hear somebody screaming, of people like, you know, now, today, it wasn't like this when I grew up, of people, you know, firing through a locked bathroom door because of apparently fear. Mm. That's the kind of world I grew up in. And this is a book, in a way, that looks at, it's a personal book. It's written as a memoir that tries to understand how we all, in a way, come from that bounded identity.
Mm.
But how, well, certainly in my case, I'm trying to find an identity that is more like Kaya's tag, Afropolitan.
Yeah.
And how Joburg has both these sides to it.
Mm,
The book is called Lost and Found in Johannesburg, and it's a book about how I've lost myself and found myself in Johannesburg. And
it's a great city, though.
Oh, it is a great city. Mm. And what's great about it is its edge. Mm. And what is terrifying about it is its edge.
I like you. Now, you're currently staying in France, right?
I live in France at the moment.
And how is that comparison to here? I've never been to France or Paris.
You know, I'm there because my partner, my husband, got a job there. And he came home one day and he said, hey, want to move to France?
Oh, wow.
And I said, that isn't a hardship posting. I'll do it.
I'll do it. When do we fly?
Exactly. And it's been amazing.
Are the French friendly, though? Because I've always heard rumors that they're not that friendly.
You know, let's just say that that compared to Johannesburg, Paris, even though it's a physically safe city, is a very chilly city.
Mm.
And I'm not just speaking about the climate.
Yeah.
But it is also, it's like, it's a great city to be thinking about cities in, because it's a city where you can actually let yourself get lost.
Yeah.
I can sit up one morning and I can say, I'm going to just get lost and see what happens.
Yeah.
And in a way, that's kind of what cities should be.
Mm.
And it's unfortunately not what Joburg's about. And so it's been actually great to be writing a book about Johannesburg from Paris, because, you know, I like to get lost in Joburg too. I like to get lost anywhere, because I think that's when things really happen. But even when you're getting lost in Joburg, you have to pretend like you're found. Like, sometimes I'll be downtown in Yeovil.
No, you must act like you know.
You know, act like you know.
Yeah.
Like, have a destination, even though you don't have a clue.
Because I was just about to ask you now your personal pros and cons of living in Joburg, right?
Well, I think the pro is the con.
Yeah.
I mean, the pro is the edge, the con is the edge.
Yeah.
I mean, I think, and as I say, I don't live in Joburg at the moment,
yeah.
But nonetheless, I've lived here for most of my life, and I'm sure I will live here again.
Mm.
I think that the con is that Joburg is a city of walls and boundaries.
Mm.
The pro is that Joburgers find a way of getting through those boundaries, and often a very creative way. The con is that they sometimes find a way of getting through when they shouldn't.
Now, your book is also published in the UK and America.
Yeah.
How's that going?
It's only been published in the UK so far.
Oh, okay.
And it's going really well. I've got a couple of really good reviews. And it's going to be published in the States a little next month. And it's interesting to see how people respond to it there.
Mm.
There's been a lot of attention over there.
Mm.
Included in the book is a story of a terrible home invasion that two friends and I were subject to in Killarney, or in Joburg.
Yeah.
You know, one of those Joburg stories, we all know them. I'm sure your listeners know them too. But that's got a lot of attention in Britain, obviously.
Mm.
And in a way, I'm not so sure about how I feel about that, because I don't want this book to be another story about fear and crime in Joburg. And in fact, in the way I've structured the book, I don't end with that. I end with how I got over that, or how I tried to get over that, by not letting myself build a wall of fear higher and higher, and forcing myself to sort of get back into the groove of Joburg and not succumb to the kind of locked door and gated community mentality. Yeah. Even though, of course, I understand why it's, people need to lock their doors and have it. You know. And it's also all very well for me to say that living in Paris at the moment. So.
Now, I took my son in just the beginning of Jan. His birthday is on the 8th of Jan. So we went up as a family.
It's the ANC's birthday as well, isn't it?
Yes, it is, actually.
Right, was that planned?
Mark. What I'm trying to tell you is I took him up to the Seychelles for his 13th birthday.
Wow.
So on the day, on his birthday, so I tell him, geez, you know, I used to spend a lot of, I used to have a lot of Jewish friends.
Right.
And when they turned 13, so I explained the whole bat mitzvah.
Yeah.
So he's like, so he turns around, asks my wife, do we have any Jewish blood in us? Can I not also have a bat mitzvah? I'm like, dude, no, we don't.
Listen, the only time I ever went to Soweto as a kid was when I was taken by my Jewish school to meet the rabbi of Soweto.
Really?
In the 1970s. I don't know who the guy was. I don't know why he was the rabbi of Soweto. Maybe maybe he was a member of the Lemba tribe. Yeah, maybe you're a member of the Lemba tribe, which means your son can have a bar mitzvah.
Why I'm telling you that story is because that history or historical records form such a major part of Jewish storytelling, eh?
Yeah, you know, the Bible. It begins there. I mean, it's the Jews call themselves the people of the book.
Yeah.
And the writing down and recording is very central to Jewish identity. And so maybe by being a writer, I'm sort of in that long tradition.
Yeah. Time is running out. I've got to get to the news headlines really quickly. Your upcoming book, it's called Sexuality Frontier. Tell me more about it.
Very quickly. Yeah. The world is changing in ways we can't even fathom when it comes to how people think about gay people, lesbians, transgender people, same-sex marriage. It's a totally different world to what it was 10 years ago, and it'll be a totally different world again in 10 years' time. And I'm trying to understand why that is. Mm. What's happening that's causing this new conversation, and what are the effects of this new conversation, not only in places like the United States, where there's still this battle for same-sex marriage, but in South Africa, where, you know, even though we have constitutional rights, I'm a gay man myself, these matters are not clear at all. Mm. And certainly what's happening in places like Uganda and Nigeria, you know, where, as we know, Museveni's just signed the anti-homosexuality bill. And so that's what the book's about, is that, but it's looking globally at how there's a new conversation and what's causing this conversation.
Thanks for joining us in studio. That is Mark Garfisser, author of Lost and Found in Johannesburg. Get a copy.
Meeting important people or being the important person. Kaya Central on 95.9.